Next person is Linda Zices.
My name is Linda Zices, and I am a member of the Women's Collective. You've probably never heard of it because it's on once a month. And if there is preemptive, which often happens, it's not on. And no substitute show is afforded us. Anyway, I want to say that Andrea Fishman said on the air that the community, and we hear so much about the community, is BAI, is the radio. The radio is the community. There are no divisions in that. If you are listening to my voice, if you are a listener on BAI, you are the community. And it is the community that have donated their money and asked in return to receive their premium. And they did not get their premiums. And they didn't get them because of Iowa Harrington and Bernard White. And they did not send them out. And I am working all the time to send out those premiums, those empty envelopes with just stickers on them and nothing inside because people were not getting their premiums. And when the premiums mounted in the rooms because they are books and CDs and they mount in piles and piles all in disorder and mayhem like they're trying to create today, they said, what are we going to do with the premiums coming in? And they hired an agency to take those premiums and to send them out. Only they never paid the agency. What happened to your premiums? That's the ground rule. That is when you start thinking and asking questions, go to the very source of things. Where are your premiums? All the rest are lies. These are thieves. They are deceivers. They've taken your mind, your brain, and now they're taking your radio station. I am Linda Zices, and I proudly support Mitch Cohen. And I support everything that Steve Brown has done for the station that they are fighting to destroy.
Okay, you're at time. Okay. Next person is David Combs.
We're not supposed to be friends.
Real quick, first of all, a house divided can't stand, so you guys better do what you can do to fix this thing up. Number two, I was talking yesterday about the only way I know to get some more listeners, because you need that, like if you have people are digging down getting half as much money or a third or a fifth as much money because of the depression, you need that many more listeners. And so I'm going to hand this out. This is an idea. The only idea I have of doing things, the only success I can think for the station, stations plural, and that is you get volunteers, employees, to hand these things out at subway stops. And the key thing is you do not say WBAI at the top. You say if you're out of a job, here's some interesting radio stations, and you list a whole bunch of them, and WBI is only one of them, and you make it useful so they don't toss it away. Maybe they'll Xerox it and give it to friends, and I'm going to hand these out. You can read them here. Thank you very much. I'm going to just hand out right now.
Okay. No, don't hand them to Wendy. If you have handouts, Wendy will hand them out. All right. Thank you. Next person on the stack is Serena Shakir.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay. This is very brief, and this is not about anyone specifically on this board. I decided to read a poem that hopefully will wake some people up. It's called The Auction Block. Do you hear one? $1 million. Can I hear one? Come on, folks. He runs fast, hits hard, and can carry the ball many a yard. This boy was also Rookie of the Year. Can I hear one? Sold to the Cowboy for $1 million. How about this one here for your team? He's got a killer jumper and plenty of speed. This boy can rebound the ball on every shot. What will you pay to get what he's got? $1 million. $1 million. Is that it? Why, this boy's the pride of his college outfit. Nah, he ain't gonna graduate, but he don't care, long as the money's great. Now, what can I get? $5 million? Sold for $5 million to the magic money man, the one back there with the blue jersey in his hand. Okay, folks, let's see who else we got. Young, fresh, black meat right here on the auction block.
Good job.
Okay, thank you. The next person on the list is Shella Tananoka. Okay. Do you want to state
like
your
to
name?
You. Yes.
Go ahead.
You're wrong, Grace. You're wrong in so many things, including with my name. It's Sheila Hamanaka.
Okay.
I'm a producer with WBAI. I'd like to invite you all of you board members, to send $10 into takebackwbai.org and order a copy of Tim Wise's speech that he made in New York City. It was an incredible event. It was a packed house. Over 500 people listened to Tim Wise. He's a backer, as you know, of the Take Back WBAI Coalition. And his speech was on institutional racism and progressive media, in which he spoke specifically about Pacifica. Now, one of the points he made is that you've heard people say, talk about racism, 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 and you think, well, how can there be racism here? Because, after all, Grace Aaron has placed a few black faces in low management places in Pacifica. And so therefore, how can there be racism? Well, what we're talking about and what Tim Wise was talking about is a perpetuation of the oppression of oppressed communities. And how do you do that? Well, you have a network like Pacifica with a person like Grace Aaron at the head who insists on having the network serve as gatekeepers, keeping out radical and progressive voices that actually represent the community, not individuals who represent themselves, not self-serving careerists who want a voice on the air and who talk radical, who talk black, who talk Asian, but actually only serve themselves.
Okay, you're out of time.
No, I'm not out of time.
Yes, you are.
So therefore,
yes, you are.
Thank you. You're trying to censor me because she censored everybody else on the board. I will refer everybody else.
Thank you for your comments, Sheila.
I will refer everybody else here to go to.
You're out of time. You're taking time away from other people.
Linda Zeiss is like a big racist. Let me
you're
tell
at
you,
time.
This stuff about programming on BAI,
we're not listening
is a real
anymore.
Joke.
Thank
Linda
you.
Linda Zeiss is on the programming council. Give me a break.
Thank you for your comments.
Linda Zeiss said to me, what does African American reparations have to do
okay.
with women?
Sheila,
please. What?
You're out of order.
Running the station. Her and racists like Steve Brown are running WBAI. That is
thank
our
you.
Station. To hell
okay,
with you
goodbye.
And all your racist friends.
Thank
Grace
you.
Aaron, you're a Scientologist. You're a racist.
Thank you.
You do not represent the people.
Thank you, Sheila.
Step down. And Carolyn Burton, stop trying to stop democracy and stop the
Sheila,
recall
your,
of Steve
your,
Brown.
Your time is up. The next person is Don DeBar.
Okay. Hello. Microphone. John, you got me? Okay.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
What?
The board members hear me? Hello. Okay, I want to just make 2 points. Is the clock running? Okay.
Yes.
I'd like to make 2 points. First, to the audience listening on the stream and later downloading this, what you've heard essentially is the only possible expression of the opposition, which is vast, to what's happened in New York over Pacifica-controlled microphones, because the people who feel that way, that represent the vast majority of our audience, and you can tell from the sound you heard yesterday, have been turned away from the microphone or disciplined every time they try to express that. So what you've heard basically is people shouting over the censors to be heard by you so that you're aware of the fact that there is, in fact, substantial opposition to this board, and there is a dedicated group of listeners that is going to take this board down and return control of the network to you and our listeners. And what we want to do is enlist your help in that effort. We have a radio station on the internet right now that has materials that will help you understand what's happened here without mediation by the censors at Occupy WBAI. That website is www.wbixradio.org. I'll say it again, www.wbixradio.org. Because I reported that wasn't 15 seconds. That wasn't 15 seconds. Give me five more, please. Because I reported that fact, I was removed from the air. And I'm wearing a T-shirt. Last year, I traveled around at my own expense covering Cynthia McKinney. Pacifica's programming only used about 10 minutes of that.
Now you're out of time, John.
And all I got was this lousy T-shirt.
Okay. Okay. Next person on the list is Carol Butterworth.
I just want to reiterate some things about listen to the words that they use and use it to evaluate their behavior and what they've done. The Justice and Unity faction has had power for quite some time. I just heard take this board down.
Can't hear you. Can you? Rico, can you adjust the mic for her?
It's up here, but I don't hear it work. Okay. I just heard the phrase, take the board down. Well, I think that's what's been going on for several years, that they've been taking the station down. They talk about transparency, revealing bios and whatever. I'd like some bios on people like Bob Lederer and Sheila Hamanaka and Vajra Kilgour. I would like to have everybody's biographical information available to all of us, their performance, etc. I heard the term.
Okay, one moment, please. If there's heckling of the speaker, I will add time to that speaker's time. Okay?
I've heard the term hidden agenda. I think you need to listen to that. What is the hidden agenda? And I really am observing government tactics, creating fear on the basis of false information, saying one thing, doing another, talking about democracy, but shutting down every voice but their own with this yelling and screaming. And this happens at every board meeting, apparently. I have heard that, and I've observed it myself. And it is not the result of a rescue operation. This has been going on for years. Look at the performance and really turn their words on themselves. Look in the mirror. Think about what they're saying and what they are really doing. What is their performance? I'd like to know the hiring and firing tactics of Bernard White. Is that being made available? What are the ethics of using the airwaves for your own purpose and not allowing others to counter? What are the, you know, just let us do this across the board. We need some standards, guidelines, and evaluations for everyone, and we are not living up to that. Democracy is not screaming everyone else down, but your own voice.
You have 15 seconds.
I might want to comment on one thing. I've heard some comment about the Latina community. There is maybe 8 to 10 hours of salsa on the weekends, and that's the only voice for the Latino community. I love salsa. I dance to it. It's complex rhythms. I'd like some education about it. But is that the only voice for that community? Does it offer them an option to voice their issues in the community?
You're out of time.
So
thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay. The next person is Ron Duncan.
Can you hear me in this microphone? Most people, I don't want to be here. Most people go from the information that they have, and no less me. I was approached by two people yesterday. The first one saying that Pacifica's problems are the result of WBAI's rental. Now, as far as I remember, when WBAI moved into Wall Street at $30,000 a month, Bernard was threatening to resign, and Samori Maxman was against it, and he died a short while after we moved into Wall Street. So, but now I understand that Pacifica's got problems because Pacifica pays the rent, I believe. You can inform me if that's wrong. But as far as I can tell, I hear that Pacifica pays the rent, and that is bleeding Pacifica dry. But Pacifica seems to be blaming WBAI for this problem. And yet, as I say, Bernard was against it. Obviously, if Pacifica is writing the checks, then Pacifica made the rental agreements with these people. And when it comes to, I'm all for if we need to get money for Pacifica, then maybe we should have a drive for money for Pacifica. But if you think we can do it by changing the board, you know, with Mitch Cohen and Steve Brown, you know, Mitch Cohen is not known for raising a hell of a lot of money. He's not a fundraiser.
You're at time.
And they're asking me for money yesterday. If there's millionaires
Thank
on the board,
you.
Maybe they should be paying their share or whatever they can afford. Thank you very much.
Next person is Tibby.
Oh, I'd like to address the issue of the recall petitions. What? I'd like to address the issue of the recall petitions, and while Bob Lederer addressed the legalistic stuff, for me it's broader than that. It's kind of like since 73 when Allende was murdered by a coup, all electoral politics becomes something that people kind of on the left are afraid of or they don't really like. But the truth is that we work by elections. And I feel that we're being disenfranchised if we've been telling people, well, become a member of BAI, support the station, of course. And people give until it hurts. The other question is, you have a voice in the station. And that voice doesn't mean that I'm a programmer. It means that I have a say in the broader issues of the station. If you take away the question of recall, and everybody on the West Coast, for God's sakes, California is run by referendum. It's kind of alien in New York. I really would like to see that go through. I don't think that people are so dumb that if they see two statements about a person, they can't decide which side they're going to choose after they read all the literature. There's a very small turnout of voters all across this country. And I'd appeal to you not to denigrate the electoral process even further.
Thank you. Lawrence Reyes is next.
Good morning, Rico, Wendy, Billy Bob, George, everybody else. I believe in the governance process. Don't know why. But it kind of disturbs me when I see Sean Casey O'Brien, who has a distinction for listeners at KBFK, continue to act out inappropriately, in my opinion. Screaming down listeners as they doing public comment. Time. You know, I think part of the responsibility of a board member is to be able to understand dissent and not try to quell it. I want to get back to what I was talking about yesterday in regards to airfares being paid to staff at KPFK to come to meddle into the business of WBAI on the dime of the listeners of KPFK who give their hard-earned money to the station, me included. When it comes to premiums, there's premiums that I haven't gotten in 4 years.
Thank you.
You know, so it's not, don't try to demonize the listeners of WBAI or the staff of WBAI with that nickel, you know, because this is a network-wide problem that has something has to be done about. Now, in regards, I see you, Grace. Thank you so much. In regards to this airfare and this money being spent on Tony Bates, Ali Lexa, and Jonathan Alexander to come and meddle into the affairs of WBAI without the listeners of KPFK being informed is appalling to me.
You're out of time, Lawrence.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next person is Tracy Larkins. Sure. Next person is William Heerwagen.
Hello, William Heerwagen. Jazzing things for any BAI listeners. I'm sorry to see that the infection of the WBAI LSB has migrated up here. I used to compliment you guys for your behavior and your understanding of governance, but I don't know if I have the names right, but I think it's Sean Casey O'Brien, George Ryder, Jamie Ross, sitting here harassing, yelling down the people trying to speak, even if they're out of time. They're trying to speak. They're trying to get their rights they think they own. This is ridiculous. At our LSB, we have people like Steve Brown and R. Paul Martin that curse. I hope that doesn't get up here. They curse at the listeners. This is a sickness. I hope it doesn't come up here. And as far as people saying the behavior of the audience, it's, you know, we're angry. And that's enough of that. Let's see. I'm not going to have much time. I wanted to say something about the election announcements that were made on BAI. They all focused on
candidates.
We didn't focus on trying to get members. I hardly heard anything about membership. They just want candidates. I don't know what that's about. And then I think we should try to proceed with the recalls. This motion to try to postpone this is ridiculous. We need. I just reiterate and stand behind what Bob Lederer said about the existing bylaws, and we need to go ahead with these recalls. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. The next person is WPFW. No, WPFW.
Good morning. The first thing I want to do is to move this mic so that I'm a part of the circle. I did not come here to be divisive. I did not come here to speak to them or them. We are one team, and that's how we should proceed. And I just want to say that as a member of the LSB at WPFW, we have several issues. And one of them is the total disregard for many of the votes that we have taken. And the fact that some of the people that ran in 2006 are being asked to run for a third time. And they are complying. But it is should not be up to one person to change all of that. But I want to say something as I sat here for 2 days and tried to get a perspective of what's going on. And I saw people that were so passionate about freedom, people who were intelligent and creative. Not that people on the PNB are not, but they were expressing their passion for this station, for the freedom of speech that this station gives. And they were expressing it against a corporate takeover that is very evident. But I want to ask the people who are not working for that freedom, what's going to happen when one of you women walk down the street and are raped by a man and you need a voice on the radio to cry out? What's going to happen when your daughters and sons are put in an army and they come back with limbs and they don't have the medical care they need and they need a voice to speak out? And WPFW and Pacifica is shut down for some corporate BS that will not address their needs. What's going to happen when you look your grandchildren in the eye and you say, I helped to stop the progressive movement of the people. Are you going to be happy with a little bit of money that you get right now that's going to be gone because you weren't able to use the station to help your pension or your Social Security or whatever you think is due you? You are sitting here giving this station away to corporate America. And I want you to know that it will come back and bite you in the butt because this station has served the people in a royal way. And when it's gone, you will not have this. Rupert Murdoch will not give you the time to express your views. Thank you.
The next person is Tracy Larkins.
Hi, my name is Tracy Larkins. I've been a KPFK listener since 1997. You'll probably notice my T-shirt from the original struggle to save KPFK and Pacifica. For the last 12 years, I have not had a vacation. Every vacation that I have taken, self-funded from my meager salary, I have flown myself to these Pacifica board meetings. Not one vacation. Okay? I'm here to tell you that the Pacifica National Board's chair has been long trying to move things around at Pacifica. I've watched her moves for the last, well, however long she's been involved. She was not part of our struggle to take the network back. The reason she's been moving things around is she's trying to facilitate a rise to power, which she has, we can see, attained. Much of her mission has been done on the backs of people of color, such as former KPFK General Manager Eva Georgia, and now Bernard Hoyt, with several, you guys can name how many black managers in the network have been removed since Grace Aaron has been chair. Grace Aaron unleashed a witch hunt campaign against Eva Georgia, looking for financial wrongdoing and sexual harassment, and she finally succeeded, forcing Georgia to resign. Now she's reaping the fruits of her labor. She's in charge. My first act as an LSB member, I raised over $6,000, bringing Cynthia McKinney to speak to Los Angeles, and the money was organized by the local station board members. We opened up the organizing committee to organize the event. Cynthia was so gracious. Grace, did you come to that event?
You're at time.
Have you raised any money yourself?
Thank you.
Or did you spend the rest of the year trying to get me banned and removed from the KPFK local station board after that happened?
Thank you. You're out of time, Tracy.
Thank you for my time.
Io Harrington is the next speaker.
Yeah. So unfortunately, you know, this part of the problem is we have to spend so much time deflecting the stupid things that people say deliberately that are lies or just because they're ignorant and they don't know. So for example, Linda Zayas got up here and said that Io Harrington is responsible for, is responsible for the problems with premiums at WBAI. So that we're all clear, all right? The problem with WBAI is excellently stated with premiums yesterday by someone who is not on the same side of me as this has been a problem for 12 years. So a person who comes to work in the premiums department and who did not seek it and is so sorry to have ever been associated with it, despite the fact that it's a very important part of WBAI, did not cause a systemic problem that over a dozen years at WBAI and everywhere else. Okay, so that's number one. Also, Io Harrington nor Bernard White can hire staff, never did. The staff that hired the mail house for WBAI happened before my brief tenure there and happened from Pacifica, not at WBAI. So that's number one. Last night, LaVarne Williams got up here and lied, and the stewards of USOC are going to be sending all of you a copy of many emails to prove that. She claimed she did not, she pretended she didn't know anything about USOC. She also pretended that she had never been requested to meet with us. We have sent her at least 5 requests to meet, and it's so ridiculous for her to lie about it because you know what? The information is on the producers' listserv. We shared it with all of the producers. So that it is an example of who we are dealing with. The last thing I want to say is that, again, I ask each of you to address the issue of me being banned from WBAI, which is a simply has been done in order to silence my voice. It is as simple as that. No explanation, no meeting, no reason, and it is your responsibility to make sure that everybody who wants to participate fully and rightfully in the matters at WBAI and Pacifica are able to do so. So remember, LaVarn Williams lied, and it's broadcasted and recorded.
The next next person on the list is Vajra Kilgour.
Yes, my name is Vajra Kilgour. I want to say that those people who talk about premiums, actually, I'm aware as a producer and as a listener who pledges a lot that those problems go far back, well before I.O. Harrington's tenure. But on the other hand, as a person who pledges a lot, I also have a pretty good track record of getting premiums. Now, if those folks that complain pledged a lot, if they actually donated to the radio station, they would know that. That the track record is not so horrible. Okay, that's one thing. The other thing is, I think what's happened here is that is basically it's kind of like the invasion of Iraq. You had the campaign of defamation by Steve Brown, the mythology about corruption and this, that, and the other, cronyism, blah, blah, blah. You know, that was like your weapons of mass destruction. It was the big bamboozle, and you all ate it up because it went with your agenda, right? So then you do your big coup. You're going to rescue us. And then you're so stunned when everybody's so upset. You know, it's like basically if you throw the rule book out the window and do whatever you damn please and replace professionals with amateurs, you got to expect that people are going to be angry. But no, we had a little Rumsfeld syndrome going on there. You expected that people would be throwing flowers. Everybody's so happy with what you did. You know, but basically you've got folks now who have no experience in management, no experience in finance, and no experience in radio. Managing radio. It is insane. And it shows. And it's going to show even more. Now, I'm sure many of you think you're doing the right thing, and I think some people think they would even be doing the right thing if they succeed in running BAI into the ground so you can sell or lease the license, and that would save the rest of the network. Yes, exactly. Somebody's nodding there. Yes, you do. You want to run WBAI into the ground so that you can sell or lease the license and take the money for the rest of the thing.
Your time is up.
We disagree. We don't think that's right. And we're definitely not strewing flowers in your path while you steal our radio
your
station.
Your time is up, Vajra. Next is Sarah Kleppner.
Good morning. I'm a newcomer to this situation, but I know that okay. What time is it? Okay. The President of the United States, a black man, was forced to virtually apologize to a white cop in Massachusetts because he described their actions in a way that they didn't like. Now, I'm here because, and a member of the Coalition to Take Back WBAI, because I personally feel, as a sentient being, that the question of justice for black people in the United States is a central question to moving forward humanity as a whole.
Yes.
Okay? And I'm here and a member of the Coalition to Take Back BAI because of the leadership of Bernard White as program director. I've been listening to BAI for 4 years, and I've been loving the station. I think the programming is extremely informative and enlightening and connecting and serving the forward movement of human society. And I attended my first LSB meeting in January 2009, okay? And it's a nightmare behind the scenes. I find out later that there's a fear-mongering email campaign that's being waged by a member of the LSB that plays on the stereotype of a dangerous black man, which is designed to alienate membership of the station from Bernard White, and that Bernard submitted complaints to this board about that campaign and got no response.
Your time is up.
I'm not done yet, though. I'm really not done. I'd like to speak. I'd like to speak, please. Now, the actions that have been taken recently have
Your time is up.
The people who have acted are claiming to save the station. Now, let me finish, okay? I don't know how long you're giving people. I'm not quite done. Let me make my points. Okay. If you're claiming to save the station, what would people who have the progressive and radical heart of BAI at
thank you.
Have the interest
your time is
of
up.
BAI at heart?
There are other people who what are would waiting they do? To speak.
What would they do? Would they stonewall the listeners from that called into the report to the listener when they raise questions about why not even acknowledge what Bernard White has done?
Your
that's
time
what,
is
that's
up.
That's what the interim general manager did. And then...
The next then, person on the list is John
okay.
Riley.
The question is, what should actually be done, okay? You folks are showing yourselves. I appeal to the honest people
thank
that
you.
Are involved with this. If you want to keep this Pacifica Network and BAI going
the
in a progressive
speaker is
direction
Tom Riley,
that serves humanity,
John Riley.
You must call on the masses of people that listen to this station. I challenge
when,
you to open it up
John, when
to
people's
public
time
debate.
Are up, please shut the, off the mic.
The question of...
Okay. John Riley's the next speaker.
Madam Chair, will you call the board to order?
Please, your time is up.
Madam Chair, will you call this body to order? Point of order, Madam Chair.
Is your time more important than
point
other people's
of order,
time?
Madam Chair, call the body to order.
Is your time more important than other people's time? Is your right to speak more than theirs?
Okay. John Riley is the next speaker.
Hi. My name is John Riley. I'm here to talk again about the question of recall. And I have to say I'm very disappointed at this one-minute limit. It's very anti-democratic. George Reiter's motion that he's put forward for procedures for recall is also extremely undemocratic. It includes a number of provisions about when the record date is that put the onus, it gives the general manager too much power to delay and to control whether or not the election happens. It's the separation of the recall election from the general election is also undemocratic. It's in many of the stations, it's hard to get quorum at all for anything, and you're just going to undermine it further. But the biggest outrage is, of course, the time to return the ballots. Reiter's proposal only allows 21 days for the ballots to be mailed and returned. It's a complete outrage. The general election this fall allows for a six-week period to return the ballots. And even the bylaws in emergency in one provision regarding elections that are unavoidably delayed says that the minimum is 35 days. And, you know, I can show you what number within the bylaws that is. But, you know, the other thing is that there's too much money in these elections as it is. It's much better to concentrate it if possible so that we don't have just rule by the rich, the golden rule of America. We need to have more democracy. So, and I also urge you to consider who pays for these meetings, and that these meetings are for public input, and that thousands of dollars bring you to the station so you can meet the local people, and it should not be about
we're
just your
time.
Bureaucratic agenda. Thank you.
The next person is Serene Roberts.
Thank you.
I guess I'll adjust my own mic. Thank you. Let's hope it doesn't fall. No, I have too much to hold already. No, I'm cool. It's cool. Can everyone hear?
No.
Oh, really? I'm pretty close. This mic hasn't been cleaned all weekend. Is it on? Oh, look, the paid tech crew is going to help out. That's okay. It's a clock in her head. Couple of brief points. There's a matter of self-interest happening at BAI and premiums. Mitch Cohen, for example, who tried to force us to offer his poetry as a premium. You know, I think the really delegates and directors should not be having station materials ordered in the station's name on, you know, in their family's name and then expecting the station to pay for it. Miss Burden must be familiar with that. You know, so you guys really need to draw the line between oversight, which you're supposed to be doing, and management and profiteering, et cetera. Okay, so let's watch that. Linda Zeisis, you saw her run up here when someone was speaking. That is typical of the behavior of Carolyn Burden, who you saw over there yesterday. Her seat was here. She was there. Luzette King came over there. You know, you need to keep... When we walk over there, everyone flies into a fury, but directors are free to leave their seats and threaten me, as Luzette did in January, and I reported that, and of course, there's been no action. Can you try to restrain your board members? During public comment, there's not supposed to be, and this better not be coming out of my time. There's not supposed to be a response. Sean O'Brien, who's your attack dog, he attacks other directors. I listen to this man on stream. He's extremely disruptive. You never call him to order. The chairs of committees don't call him to order. Your vice chair doesn't call him to order. He just sort of like runs wild. If there's a medical issue that needs to be addressed, have it addressed. That's not how you run a meeting. And he's not supposed to be speaking when we're speaking, as he was heckling Sarah when she attempted to speak earlier. It is absolutely not 15 minutes. You are nuts. 15 seconds. Okay, because those are procedural matters that other directors should have brought to your attention but failed to do so because you guys are in the majority, and so anything goes. It's rather disgraceful. But the behavior of Linda Zeisis earlier, Carolyn Burden, Mitch Cohen, you know, and in fact, Luzette King, where they run up to people and then they say, oh, God, I've been attacked. You know, it's like ridiculous. Stay in your space.
You're at time.
I'm not at time. There are a number of problems with regard to the elections. The website of WPFW still suggests that the record date was June 30th. D.C. has, I think, the same rules as everyone else. Why they're allowed or allowed to believe that they're allowed 15 days less than anyone else is a problem. We had illegal ads running here.
Serene, your time is up.
No, your time is up, dear. You had illegal ads running here on the air with misinformation about all sorts of deadlines. Those things, finally, they took some of them down, but they never corrected the misinformation, which I think
is
a disadvantage. In addition,
the next person on the list is
there are some people on this board
like
who are new to the
Ray,
process and may not know the full
Ray,
history of WBAI and Pacifica. But there are others of you who lived through the last coup. And I can start calling names.
John, can you please turn off the mic?
Unfortunately,
when people are out of time, the mic will be shut off automatically. Ray something. Okay. Oh, is this Ray LaForest here? Is it Ray LaForest? Yes, Ray LaForest is next.
We are going to sit here and allow you to trample over our rights. You must be insane. What kind of disconnect is that? We live our politics. Some of us don't just try to...
Serene, you're out of order. Your time is up.
We live our politics. Honduras is a coup. What happened in Albany was a coup. And those of you who can only spell that four-letter word when it doesn't apply to where you are...
Thank you, Serene.
...are seriously on your way out the door.
Ray LaForest is next.
Madam Chair.
Okay, Brenda.
I'm going to first do my preamble. Do not raise a piece of paper to me. Do not shout out and tell me about a time. Because as far as I'm concerned, you are illegal. I do not recognize any rules or any laws that come from illegal bodies. And the only reason I'm standing here to speak as a listener is to put you on notice. I'm not going to make any predictions, and I'm not going to make any promises. I'm just going to talk about truisms. And truisms is the fact that whenever an illegal, racist, oppressive body tries to take over a process and a movement, they get their asses kicked. You are in New York City. We don't play that shit here, okay? I lived in San Francisco. We didn't play it when we were living in San Francisco and the movement was at its height. I lived in D.C. and we didn't play that. The main reason why you are in place and the other assholes who coincide with you is because you are acting in the interest of corporate power to eliminate any voice of a movement that is rising around the world. And that voice is a voice to let people know when they're supposed to move. That voice is to let people know when there's stuff that's being put over on them. That voice is to provide the facts. But in spite of your efforts, you're not going to stop our voice. And in spite of your efforts, you will get your ass kicked and removed from office. And all of you who collaborate with her, you're going to get the same just deserves. And that is not a prediction. And that is not a promise. That is a truism. I'm not going to deal with all the details of what you have done because it's been well said by other people. And I'm not here to have a dialogue with you as this brother thinks that people you have. You don't have dialogue with opportunists and oppressors. You deal with them on the order and the manner that they need to be dealt with. And that's to get their asses kicked. That's the order that I'm going to deal with you. I don't know where the hell you came from. I kept on asking people about you. And they said that you came from Scientology and allegedly in the peace movement. But when I ask people on the West Coast, they don't know where the fuck you came from. So the only thing I can suggest is that if you haven't applied yet, send your resume into the FBI and the CIA because they're missing a good person that they could use. But it's not, you're not going to be successful because we already have. Take that shit and ram it up your ass. Do not hold that piece of paper up to me because I don't honor you.
Please,
I don't honor the
please,
people
folks,
here collaborating.
Can we hold
this
for
family? This is our forum. Please. You're in our city, and we will speak as long as any one of us have to deal with the racism and
okay,
the oppression.
Okay, your time is up.
I don't give a shit what you
thank
say.
You.
That piece of paper means about as much as to
we,
me.
We understand your sentiments.
Issues.
Your time
care.
Is up.
It's not for understanding. It's not for understanding.
Okay, John, please shut off the mic. Okay, you're going
to
be, you're not allowed to come in this area.
I don't need a mic. I'm just putting you on my, you shut up. Who the hell, you think you are a slave master? Who the hell are you talking to? This is 2009. Who are you talking to, you asshole? Let me tell you one thing. The things that you did are in the interest of the people. All the accumulation of wealth. And the news media is in one hand, and you are collaborating consciously. And all of you who sit here silently or agree with her in private, you're all collaborating. You are in a peace movement. You are working for the CIA.
That wouldn't surprise me. Wow.
Okay. The next person on the list is William Ray LaForest. Okay.
Yeah. Well, Brenda's talk is hard to follow. Thank you, Brenda. I just note. Thank you. Please, I'd like to note today. Today is the 50th anniversary. Today's the 50th anniversary. Of the amazing universal, international Cuban Revolution. So let's speak in that spirit. What I want to say here, briefly, because so much was said, is that what I read some email yesterday saying that there was chaos. This is not chaos. This is a rebellion. We are rebelling against unfair power. And this shall not pass. As they said in the Spanish Revolution, no pasarán. And that, as Brenda says, is a truism. What I heard yesterday I sat on this board and voted, and I believe that was a unanimous vote, for a motion that stated that workers in this organization have the right to choose any form of paid or unpaid organization to represent them. And I was surprised to hear yesterday that WBAI doesn't have a union to represent the unpaid staff. That is outrageous. And what was done to this, to our station and to the network, is, and I compared it to Haiti, is a neo-fascist, fascistic, brutal attitude.
You have 15 seconds.
That completely disregarded due process, and that shall not stand.
Thank you. Next is William DeFazio.
DeFazio, I do City Watch on WBAI. I was suspended because I refused to be gagged. This is one-minute democracy. This is not democracy. This is one-minute democracy. This is a travesty. You should all be ashamed of yourselves. You are not the legitimate rulers of us, though you act like rulers. WBAI has been occupied by an illegitimate Pacifica National Board. We are occupied. We do not love you. We hate you. When a people are occupied, the only democracy that they have available to them is disruptive democracy. And we will disrupt you with every bit of power we have in every itch and scratch of your bodies. We will take power back. And this, you are not about democracy in any sense. You are about power. And the best example, and I'm going to finish on this note, is Steve Brown. Steve Brown has used his money to scapegoat Bernard White in every way he can. And anybody who has any knowledge of how anything works in the world knows that you cannot blame a single person for a problem. But Steve Brown has effectively scapegoated Bernard White as if Bernard was a Jew. And Steve Brown,
you're at time. The next person is Renee Bowser.
Good morning. My name is Renee Bowser. I'm one of the newer members of the LSB for WPFW. And my topic is picking and choosing versus due process. I try to stick to the rules because that's what I've been trained in, and it seems as though I'm going to speak about the election of WPFW and the various elections and votes we've had since that time. I came in WPFW where the election national election supervisor and local election supervisor really, really messed up the process. People got ballots after the deadline for ballots. People were not put on the air to give their one-minute speech, even though they recorded it. There were so many problems that actually depressed the vote in Washington, D.C. area. And that's why there was a question even with the quorum. And then we were all seated. The nine of us were seated, and we participated in so many votes on different things. We participated in the vote in January to bring people to the P&B. And if you're going to say that there's something wrong with our sitting there and participating, then everybody who's on this P&B from the Washington, D.C. WPFW should not be there. The LSB should take another vote. And that means Luzette King, because she was one of the people that was voted on in January, and she criticizes that. But then if the vote was wrong, then she shouldn't be there. If the vote was wrong, then Billy Ray shouldn't be there.
Your time
and that's
is
what
up.
I'm talking about with picking and choosing.
Your time you, is up.
Ma'am, when you picked up the 15-second thing, and then you immediately picked up the time thing. So that, I'm sorry.
Okay,
I'm sorry, that's not correct.
Take 10 more seconds.
I
go
need
ahead.
To have 15 seconds.
Okay, go ahead. Have 15 seconds. Go ahead.
And I'm talking, that's what I'm talking about. Picking and choosing rather than following the rules. Because as I said yesterday, if the vote for Campbell Johnson was incorrect, then the bylaws expressly say that the LSB is supposed to take another vote. But you all discounted that.
You've already had 45 seconds more than the allotted time.
And I sent a letter to the LSB.
Your time is up. Okay, the next person is,
Madam Chair, please control the board.
Is, what is this? Billy Beatty? Billy? Billy Beatty? Mordente? Is there somebody? Okay, here we go.
Madam Chair, please control the board. We're above this.
Okay. Go ahead. You can start speaking.
Educate everyone much more. Teach world people about evolution and a history of all life on Earth, how we became who we are, what we do, and how we function. We basically do not know what we're doing. I'll say it again and again and again. Just like dinosaurs, our human species is soon going to become extinct. We go to war with each other all the time because we're totally ignorant. We're totally insane and we're totally criminal and we do not even understand how most people function all over this planet. What I would love to do with anyone else is to put Bush and Cheney and Condi in prison. How about any of you others? Would you like to do that? I'm going to name four criminals of the world who should be put in prison, and I've tried to put this on a radio, and it won't come on, so I'm going to give you papers. Andrew Leveris of Dow Chemical and Charles Holliday of DuPont Chemicals. Everybody here has got chemicals in their body that's not natural, and we're being cancered and killed so slowly, we haven't got the foggiest fucking idea of what we're doing. And I get angry, and I'm trying to be intelligent, and I'm trying to have people work together to be a whole lot better, more intelligent. Does that make sense to anybody?
Thank you. Please hand it to Wendy. She'll pass it out.
I want you all to read this. Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Next person on the stack is Yuli Beester. And if I've mispronounced the name, please correct me.
It's Uli Geister.
Geister. Okay. Thank you, Uli.
Pacifica, a voice for the voiceless. Think about that. This board is, in German, is a besetzt, occupied by people who have no connection to the voiceless. Think about that. The same is for our local station board. The majority of the people on the local station board have no connection to the voiceless. Think about that.
Thank you. Next person is Marquez.
Yeah.
Okay. It's very amazing.